Hello.
Hey, Craig. John with Local Splash calling you back there, sir. Sorry I missed you.
Yes, sir. No, it's all right. I'm in the office here. I've got all the powers that be in the office with me, and they are ready to hear pretty much the same spiel that you gave me earlier.
Okay.
And they're going to need probably some more explanation just in regards to the benefit of what you're going to be doing for us.
Sure thing. Yes, sir. Well, first off, it's a pleasure meeting everyone. So I'll start off with, you know, who we are, how this whole thing works in general. So what we do and who we are, we're a local splash. We're a premier Google channel partner. As you know, gentlemen, Google doesn't really reach out to business owners directly unless they're a multi-billion dollar company or a huge franchise, right? So they hire different tiers of partnerships to go ahead and handle the local SEO for small, mid-sized businesses. That's where we come into play. Now, we're one of the highest tier partnerships that they trust to handle that. The reason why we can say we're a premier partner is because there's a few rules that we have to abide by in order to even keep that partnership alive. One of which, once you guys decide to move forward with us, we close out the area. We cannot work with anybody else that does exactly what you do within a 50-mile radius, meaning we give you our sole undivided attention to make sure that you guys are set up for success on here. The next part is we have to perform well, okay? In order for us to keep that partnership alive, our performance has to be on point, meaning we say we're going to do something, we do it, all right? Now, how this whole thing works, customers don't even have to know your business name. If they go, whether it's on Google or any local directory like Yelp, Yahoo, and even Bing, these are all included in your package. They type in those keywords. They're in your area. You will be found on that first page of Google. Okay. Now, the calls, they will contact you directly. The number one thing we do not do here is talk to your customers whatsoever, hands down. Okay. So however you guys want to be contacted, whether it's through text, phone call, email, all three, does not matter. We put that out there for them to do so at that time. Now, you will have a tracking system. This tracking system, we call it the dashboard, the fully customizable tracking system. It's very easy to maneuver through. You'll be able to see traffic going in and out. You can see your keywords of your services to help the customers find you on Google. And by keeping track of these analytics, you can make adjustments. You're not married to it. So if you're like, hey, listen, we added this new service that we're doing in this area, great, put it in. You could do it yourself, or you could have our team that will be available for you guys Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. to go ahead and do that for you guys. Okay. Does everyone follow me so far? Sorry. I know I'm kind of just shooting out all of it. Okay.
I'm with you.
All right. Perfect. Now, the next thing is, I was speaking with Craig about this, where it's probably more beneficial for you guys in the company here with Facebook ads. Now, I know you guys have a Facebook business page, so this will work hand in hand with you on this because we connect it to those directories and Google. So if a customer, same scenario, they type in any of your services in the area, whether it's on Google or these directories, let's say they don't call you. Whatever reason why, doesn't matter. If they go on their Facebook after that, though, that's when your ad will pop up on their screen as an extra little push and say, hey, you were looking for these services nearby? Craig's got a call. Click here. And if they click on that ad, it calls you directly. Everything that we're talking about here is all inclusive in the package. The Facebook ads are not a regular ad, whereas you just make an ad and throw it out to anybody. These are target marketing ads, which makes a whole nother ballgame for that, right? They're going to people that are actually looking for your services and in the areas that you want to service to, right? Now, everything all said and done, I know you guys actually have a website as well, too, which I think is phenomenal. I was telling Craig earlier, you could have the best website in the world, but if no one's looking at it, then you're kind of wasting your time and money on it, right? So
right.
That's where we can help out as well. We'll make sure that your Google Business profile will have a link not only to your website, but also have your hours of operations. Maybe if you want to put some pictures there, of course, your reviews will show there as well, too. Show your performance of your work, links to your social media. That way the customer can say, hey, make a better decision and give you guys a call at that time.
Right.
That's pretty much everything in a nutshell on that. Pricing on that, all inclusive at $249 month to month. There's no contracts. And again, we don't charge per lead or click or anything like that. You cherry pick as many calls and jobs as you want.
Okay.
Yes, sir. So
$249?
Correct. Yes, sir. And okay. The best part about this, if I put it into more better perspective for you guys, normally Facebook ads, when you hear the word ads, it's usually like a pay-per-click online, right? With us, yep. We'd like to keep it at a flat rate. So no matter what, it will stay at $249. But if you guys wanted to add more to it, you guys are more than welcome to. I think that with this pricing already, though, it's more than enough for to get it started, see where you're at. Out of your $249 month-to-month, we put 100 of those dollars into your ad spend on Facebook already. That's more than enough for their monthly. It replenishes every month.
What is
it? Can you repeat that one, John? We didn't hear you quite well.
Okay, yeah, sure. So when it comes to your Facebook ads, instead of adding more or figuring out, hey, what's my end of the month pricing is going to be, we like to keep it at a flat rate. So for your Facebook ads, again, this is not additional. This is out of everything. So out of your $249 month to month, we take 100 of those dollars and put it towards your ad spend already. So that way it's a flat rate. So yeah. And that's more than enough, to be honest, at the moment. It does well. It's about 5 cents to 50 cents per click on Facebook. And again, that replenishes every month. So when you guys pay $249, we put 100 of those dollars to your ad spend.
Okay, so $249 a month is the most.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's for the life of you guys being with us too. So you don't have to worry about, oh wait, what's this extra expense? No, it's just flat rate. If you decided to ever upgrade your package, gentlemen, I'm just letting you know again. Please let me know, because from here on, I could always put this promotional rate towards the other packages. You will never have to pay the normal rate. Right now, this package, you're saving more than 50% off. Normally, this package is $599 a month with a $299 setup fee. Now, I can't answer this part. I don't know why either it opened up just recently in the area or someone fell off, whatever the case may be. We have that one spot available. That's why.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll leave it open floor. Yeah, okay. I'll leave the open floor for you guys if you have some questions for me. I'm here for you.
Well, the one question that I have in terms of website management and whatnot, is that a service that you provide?
So for websites, we used to, and I've been here for a while now, we changed it up. Before, we used to edit others' websites that were already completed, right? And we noticed that, or even I noticed, we were making promises like, oh, yeah, we can get this done, no problems, an easy fix, right? But then we started, we're like, oh, man, you know, we're trying to figure out a new program and whatever directive they use to make that website, and we just couldn't deliver on the timely manner. So we stopped editing new websites. We only make new, brand new websites. Now, even with a brand new website, if you guys own the domain, meaning the website that you guys have, you know, like a URL, www.sportflooring.com, whatever the case may be, we can use that same domain, and that way customers are not being confused, and make a new website for you guys. That way you can update it yourself, and so can we, and actually get it done as we promise. But that's an option. I mean, I think you guys have a great website. How do you guys feel about your website?
It's good, because we can post pictures on it, and you know, and it's good. It's good for advertising and showing what we are. So.
Most definitely. Yeah, it shows credibility to the business. It shows your personality out a little bit and the quality of work, right? So definitely.
Yeah.
All right. Well, with this, we'll make sure that website is being found, right? Right now, if a referral came through and they say, hey, John, give these guys a call. They're amazing what they do. And I'm like, all right, cool. I'll look them up later. The first place I'm going to look is what? Google. You know, I'm going to say, let's Google. If I type in your business name right now, though, if it doesn't show your website, guess what it's going to show? Google's not going to be a blank page. They're going to put other companies up there as well, right? The last thing you want to do is to show a different company as a referral coming through. That's the last thing you want. So we'll make sure, especially if they know your business name, you will be number one. But if they don't know your business name, they type in your services, you'll still be in their face to say, hey, we're right here.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions for me on that, or?
Hold on a second.
I just want to thank you, John.
Sure, sure. It comes up right there, doesn't it?
It does.
If you just type in flooring, this is the type of thing he's talking about. Flooring near me. You get Flooring Incorporated, former Home Depot, Home Depot. This is where it would start to show up. We would be right alongside this individual.
Yep.
Where as of right now,
we're not even on the
radar. We're not even on, we can't even get us on the first page of that.
Right.
And John, can you talk a little bit about what we talked about before regarding the timeline?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So time length, it, again, even when I spoke with you, Craig, you know, same thing, I'm going to repeat myself. So, I can only give averages of the customers that, you know, have no web presence at all, right? You guys have a ton of web presence, so this would be a lot smoother and faster and easier for you guys, because we got less work. We just focus a little bit more on heavily on the areas and your keywords, but I'm going to go through it, as far as step by step. So the very first thing is within the first 5 to 7 days, your tracking system and all of your directories are going to be completed and submitted already. Now, I'm not going to say you're going to get a ton of traffic coming from those directories because that's the side directories, right? Yelp, Yahoo, and Bing. Your bread and butter is going to come from Google. Now, we're already going to be getting you guys verified in this process at the time. Your Facebook ads, the target marketing ads, we usually get brand new Facebook page set up and everything within the first 7 to 14 days. You guys already have a Facebook. We just need to put those ads out in the right areas. Everything working as a whole, though, getting on the first page for all your categories in all your areas, our average is goes up to 30 to 45 days, how fast we move with it. But, again, for you guys, it's definitely going to be a lot more smoother for you.
How fast will it do, sir? It'll go more smoothly for us because we have an established network online already.
Correct. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Because at the end of the day, to get on the first page of Google – it's about two things. Not one is stronger than the other, so I don't want you guys to feel that way, but reviews and traffic. Those are your two main things. So we focus heavily on the traffic, the funnel to find you guys, the clicks. You know, they click you on Yelp, they click you on Facebook, they're clicking your website, they're clicking on Google. That's your traffic, and that's what we specialize in. Obviously, you guys do really good quality work just by looking at your website and everything. And talking with you gentlemen, I think you guys would be just fine. The reviews will come along.
Right.
Now, I'll put it like this, though. If you ever worried about reviews, I'm going to tell you like this. I personally help businesses through Local Splash, and I've been here for a while. I've actually seen it myself. Now, I'm not saying this is going to happen for you, but I have to be careful of my word choice on that. But for this company, we got them up there faster than 30 days and getting on the first page of Google, but not there. We got them number one with zero reviews. It was incredible. So is it possible? Oh, by all means, but that's not the end all be all. That's the whole point behind this.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So what else we got, you guys? I want to make sure I tackle everything before we continue on that.
Talk about the price difference between package one with the 50-mile radius and package two with a 100-mile radius and what also is included with the 100-mile.
Yes, sir. Okay, so the main difference between – all right, so you have the 249 package, and I'm talking as if it's already with the promotional rate, okay? So you have your 249 package. That's 50-mile radius with Facebook target marketing ads. The package above that is your 449 package. Now, that does not include Facebook ads, but what that does include is Google ads. Now, Google ads, if you're looking on mine right now, having flooring near me, you'll see, like, sponsored ads on the very top there, right?
Yep.
That's the ad we're talking about, or even it'll say in bold ads, ADS, right? So that's a Google ad. Those are pay-per-clicks. Now, out of your $449 month-to-month, we put $300 of those dollars already into those ad spend already. So it'll never go above, and you'll have enough just to replenish every month. So you'll be there along with your local directories and your local map section on the first page as well. So those are the differences on that. And that package goes to a 100-mile radius in every direction. And again, we're flexible with the radius. You could exclude areas. You can narrow it down to specific counties, zip codes, towns, cities, however you like.
you want to go 100 miles for residential work.
No, and that's what we talked about. That's why he only talked about to the beginning with $249.
Yeah.
That's 50-mile radius.
That's Lake George. That's
right.
Yeah.
We're just talking back, Sean, about the idea of not going too far with residential stuff.
Yeah, that's fine. Yes, sir.
50 miles would take you to Little Falls.
Yeah. That's why 50 was what we were talking about.
That would be doable every day.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, so 100's a little much.
I think 49 guys is the best
ones. Yeah.
Now, talk a little bit more about the setup process, what we'll have to do in the next, week or so in order to get it so that, because I know, I'm sure there's a building process of a profile, different things that come from our end, or is that all you doing it?
I'm going to say for the most part, us. So I'll walk you through right now, hypothetically speaking, if we decide to say, John, let's go ahead and make this happen today. I literally time myself on this. Unless you don't know how to use your email very well, it could take about 12 minutes. Okay. Jokes aside, though, I go over some keywords, right? I already know from a website some of the services you always want to be found for. I put this in, hours of operations, how you want to be showcased on Google. Now, I send this over to our team, our technician team. They will introduce themselves to you, go over in further detail of the, your Facebook ads, how often you want to put it out there, how you want them to look. Also show you how to maneuver through your tracking system. And I could set that up as early as tomorrow. And we don't do same day of that. That gives you some time to gather some pictures maybe, or, also to get the verification process through. Google is very strict on that, by the way. Alright, we understand that process. We know exactly what they could ask for. They may ask for 10 different things. They may ask for one. But the more you have, we'll have that list of everything that they will ask for. Let's say a picture of a tool you might use, how you get to and from work. They just want to make sure they verify that you're a real person and have a real business. That's the bottom line, right? But we expedite that process very quickly. So they'll go over that with you. Let's say we did this today. I set that up for you guys tomorrow. And that's it. From there, it's magic. And I'm going to say it like this, though, and I told Craig, too. If you guys really want to make this work very well and be beneficial the way you want it to, keep track of two things. One, I'm going to say this first things first, communication, right? Our team is not just going to do something because they thought it was good or a great idea. This is your company. We like to keep it that way. We want to respect that, but also make sure we're tailoring everything that we're doing to your company to make sure this does succeed. Second thing is the dashboard. When they introduce themselves to you, they will show you how to maneuver through it, keep track of your calls, keep track of the analytics, your traffic, everything. By doing so, you can change out keywords or even ask for help and say, hey, listen, this keyword worked very well in this area, but it's not working so hot in this area. Is there something else in the algorithms that we could try differently for this area? And they can put that through and say, hey, yeah, actually, we got this going for you. Would you like to use it? Sure. And then go ahead and process that through. And again, this is all included in your package. I don't want you guys to think like we nickel and dime and try to sneak attacks or anything like that. That's not the case in any way.
John, can we put you on hold for a second?
1,000%. Yes, sir. I'll be here with you.
Hang on.
Sure.
Sorry about that, John. We had to deal with an employee real quick. He had a question.
No, you're good. All right. Yeah. Okay, so coming back to it, I hope I answered everything thoroughly here for you guys.
So far, yep.
Okay. Perfect. Is there anything else I can, help you guys understand or feel more comfortable with this as well?
I'm just curious about the whole dashboard thing. Obviously, they'll probably go through that. When we get into it, so
Okay.
But you said it's pretty easy to navigate.
Yeah, it's very. Actually, we even have like a YouTube video to show you guys as well too, maneuver. But honestly, I really don't think you even need that. okay. It is that easy, yes, sir.
All right. Cool.
All right. But yes, they will show you, and even, let's say we're getting started here today, my promise to you gentlemen is, I don't care, at the end of the day, I want to make sure you're protected on your pricing, so we'll do a voice verification where everything is recorded. I will also give you a phone number, the direct line, actually, I'm not sure if you guys called in on that line, the 877 number, that is our direct line, it's voice activated too. So you can say Facebook.
No, I called the 719-9656 number.
Yeah. Okay. So with that one, it's a call to our call center. For our customers, rather have you guys call into the 877 number. That's for you guys so that we could get back to you in a timely manner if we're overwhelmed or anything like that. You know, we always get back within the first 24 hours. If you have any other issues though, I am your guy too. So I will make sure you have my number and my email is probably the best way though. But, that way I can, if I'm on a phone and I check out the email, I can still get back to you and schedule a call or send the information to the right team to get back to you in a timely manner as well. Okay?
Gotcha.
Yes, sir. But my promise to you guys is this. I want to make sure you see everything for yourself on paper. You know, I send the invoice through text and email, and also you're protected on the voice verification. That's my job. I want to make sure you guys are saving money, know exactly what you're getting involved with, and how we're going to make this happen to help you grow your company.
Gotcha.
Yes, sir.
I mean, it's actually, like, you know, nice talking to somebody that's not foreign, because I've gotten calls and say, hey, we can get you on Google. What do you think? And I'm like, I don't speak your language. So
it's a little scary sometimes. I get it.
Yeah.
We are global, but I mean, when it comes down to it, most of our techs are actually in California. So anytime I'm setting up a time schedule for you guys, I always set it, you know, according to your time. I'm in the East Coast with you, believe it or not, but our team will probably more than likely call on you from California. So however I set up the technician call, I'll make sure it's according to your time zone.
Gotcha. But, yeah.
Yes, sir. All right. Yeah. So what do you say, gentlemen? Is this something you guys like to go ahead and move forward with, or what are you guys thinking?
I'm going to put you on hold for 2 seconds so we can have a quick conversation.
Sure. Sure.
Hey, John, we're just having a quick conversation here, and the one question came up about a trial period. Is there anything you do with that, or is this kind of a get-going and rock-out type of thing?
No, yeah, and I've actually had that time to time, too. It's the reason for that is because, if you imagine this, right, where it's like we're having a team, and it's a village of us, you know, making this happen all at once. Getting verified, the best part about this for your company, or just me putting myself in your shoes on this one, no matter what, even afterwards, if, let's say something happened in the future and you're like, hey, you know what? We're parting ways. There's no cancellation fees or anything, but here's the kicker. Everything that we're doing, as far as your Google listing, your Yelp, your Yahoo, your Bing, that, those are directories you keep. We don't take them down or anything like that. Unless you guys want to take it down yourself, but you always will have a Google listing. You guys will always have that as well, too.
So it's like saying, okay, we'll do 1 month, and then we say, oh, we're going to part ways.
Exactly, and that's a huge risk on our end, but you know what? We're good at what we do. We've been around for so long, and we have longevity customers. I mean, our customers, if you looked at our website, localsplash.com, you can go to Client Success, and in there, you might even notice some big namers, but we didn't start with them when they were big. We started them from ground up when they actually had a different business names, and they stood with us for a long time because of the quality of work. That's what we base ourselves off of. Now, I can tell you this, gentlemen. They say down the road, you're like, hey, we're definitely sticking with these guys for a long time, for sure. You know, it's doing very well, all these things. If you still like that same package and you guys would like to figure out ways to save a little more money with that, I'm your guy for that. I'll make sure to put something through for you so that way you guys can save more money for the same package as well, too, if you want. Okay.
And how long does the promotional price last for?
Lifetime. So that's six for life. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you told me some statistics about Google ads versus Facebook ads. Can you tell us a little bit more about that real quick, since they haven't heard
yet? Yeah, sure. So Google ads does well. You know, it's all different for every service in different areas. But when it comes down to statistics, they don't lie, right? Google ads get about a 4% conversion rate, okay? Now, Facebook ads has more than double. It's at a 9% conversion rate. So, you can see right there how much of a difference that makes.
Hang on 1 second, John. I'm so sorry.
No, you're good. Yeah.
All right. I'm just closing the door here. Can you come all the way in and close the door behind you? All right, we got a farm going on over here.
John, praise the zookeeper.
Yeah, just one flew over the cuckoo's nest in here.
Story of my life, too. It's all good.
Sorry, 2 seconds here. All right. Can you, for the benefit of Murray, my father here, can you go back over the conversation about ad effectiveness versus Google versus Facebook?
Yes, sir. So let's start off with the Facebook ads. Okay. With target marketing ads on that one, the $249 package, believe it or not, Facebook ads have higher conversion rates than Google ads. It's more than double. The specific number is at 9% conversion rate. Whereas Google Ads, you're at a 4% conversion rate. Now, again, these are averages just based off numbers and statistics on there. Greg, I got to say. Yeah.
Pretend that we have no idea what a conversion rate is.
Oh, okay. Yes, sir. So let's say customers are clicking on there. Let's say your ad is promoted in the area, and the customer sees it, and they click on it, and they actually convert into an actual quality lead that turns into a job. Right? That's what a conversion is on that. So we want to make sure you're getting more bang for your buck, but at the same time, whatever's working best for your business. I'm going to say it like this, though, gentlemen. Like, that's the statistics of averages for when we work throughout the whole U.S., right? That's for all different types of businesses. I mean, not just flooring. Sometimes it's landscaping. Sometimes it's auto detailing. Like, there's so many different things. So that is the average statistics, though. Could it be different for you guys? Sure. But I don't think it's going to be that much of a difference on that as far as statistics. So completely how it's adjusted to your company is the way it goes.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
And it all depends on us calling people, basically, or picking up the phone.
Yeah, our level of communication will determine our success as well, just like it with the other one that we're working on.
Yes, sir. 1,000%. And that's another thing you guys bring up as a good point. At the end of the day, no matter what our number one rule is, we do not talk or reach out to your customers. So if they reach out to you, let's say they see your ad on Facebook, and instead of clicking on that ad to call you, they reach out through Facebook, then that ball's in your court still, right? We won't say, hey, you know, we're going to reach out to this guy because you may have missed this customer. I'm sorry, we just don't talk to the customers on that. Last thing you want is us right. talking to your customer, and then you lose them because we have no idea what we're talking about when it comes to flooring, you know? So.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
All right,
I'm good.
All right, well, John, I think this sounds pretty appealing for us, so I think it would be something we'd go forward with.
Awesome, it's great to hear. And gentlemen, just to make sure I'm on the same path with you guys, I'm assuming we're doing the Facebook ads. Is that correct?
Yeah, the $249 per month.
Perfect. Okay. So very first thing is, whoever this is, I'm gonna put everyone as an authorized user on this account. But at the same time, the rule is on this one, I can only put one account holder, and that account holder has to be the name that's on the card that we'll be paying for this service. Whose name would I be putting on the account?
Craig, C-R-A-I-G.
Okay.
F-O-R-T-H.
Perfect. Okay. And I don't forget my promises, sir. So I want to make sure I send the invoice through text and email. What's the best email address I could send the invoice to?
C-W-F-O-R-T-H 00 at Gmail.
Gmail.com. All right, perfect. And then for us to reach out to you guys, let's say if we have an even better promotion or something, or, you know, we say, hey, we got some new keywords that's been popping off in the area, would this phone number be the one best to call to reach out to, ending with the 0207?
That's correct. That's myself.
Okay, perfect.
Craig.
All right, thank you, Craig. And then, Craig, I'll go over other phone numbers as well, too. I'm assuming that you want your customers to reach out to you, so I'll get to that in just a second. This next part is for Google. Now, if I mess anything up on this part, it could delay things. I do not want that to happen, so I want to make sure I take my time on it here. I have the business name as Fort Sports – I'm not sorry. Let's say that again. Fort Sport Floors, plural, comma, Inc. Did I get this right?
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Now, gentlemen, this next part is
– F-O-R-T-H.
Say that one more time. F-O-R-T-H, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then, gentlemen, this next part is completely optional. You do not have to showcase your physical address to the public, but Google does require a physical address to be verified, just because, again, they want to make sure you're an actual person living in that area. What address can I put there for that?
Right. Put 280.
Hmm?
Put 280.
280.
Okay.
So 280, Hayes, okay. H-A-Y-E-S.
Just H-A-Y-S.
I'm sorry, H-A-Y-S. It depends on which side of the street you're on for E or no E.
Interesting.
Hayes
okay.
Road. Yeah, literally, right. The top of it says H-A-Y-E-S. The bottom of it says H-A-Y-S.
I'm sorry for laughing. That's wild. All right.
Local governments are pretty smart.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right. And then this thing is auto-populating for me as in Rensselaer, New York, though. That's not right, is it?
That is correct. It's in,
oh, it is?
It's in that,
okay.
Yeah.
And I got – okay. And the zip code for that is 12144. Is that right?
That's correct.
All right. Beautiful. So let me go ahead. Now, I don't want to miss out on having the earliest time frame for our technicians to introduce themselves to you guys, so I'm going to set that up as well. And that way we can have that in there. So, I can set that up as early as tomorrow morning. But do you guys have an hour window to speak with them so they can go over, you know, the tracking system? It may not even take a full hour, but we always ask for an hour window. But do you guys have more time in the morning or evening for that?
Actually, morning for me.
Morning would be good.
Okay. Now again, the earliest we could do, because they're on the Pacific Standard Time, so that's about 7 a.m. their time, which is 10 a.m. our time.
That's perfect.
Does that work? Okay.
Yep.
Let me see here. All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send a Google invite through an email, and I'm going to send that same invite over to our team. All you need to do is hit yes, and then they're going to hit yes on their side to show you that they're committed to this meeting. If for any reason you guys need to reschedule or it's taking too long, they'll be happy to accommodate. Just please communicate with them and let them know. Okay? So I'm sending it right now. And that way you actually have another form of contact for me. Like I said, I want to make sure you guys are always having someone available for you. It's coming from jseo@localsplash.com. Let me know once you got that.
Yep. I've got you.
All right. Perfect. It did. That was quick. All right. Thank you, gentlemen. Now, the next part, these are all for Google. I want to let you know, you're not married to it, okay? If you guys want to change something up, you guys could do it yourselves, or you could have our team do it. I always say it like this, though. If it comes to your Google listing and things like that, they're professionals. They know what to do on this. Utilize their team, all right? They're your team. So, far as your hours of operations, how would you like to be shown on Google? Like Monday through Friday, 24/7? What do you guys think?
Monday through Saturday.
Can you do it by day?
Yeah, sure.
Like if we did it Monday through Friday, 7 o'clock to 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then on Saturday between the hours of 8 and 12.
Sounds good. I'll make sure to put that in. And again, you're not married to it. If it's doing extremely well and you need to scale it back or further out, doesn't matter. Just let us know, okay? Now, far as contact for your customers to contact you, which phone number would you like them to contact?
You can send them the same one.
Okay. Okay, just making sure. And would you like them to also be able to text you, call you, and email you, or just a phone call?
All three is fine.
And you want to have another number as well.
Can we also list an office number and or another cell?
Yes, sir. Most definitely. So this is here. Put this right here. And an office number you mentioned is,
518. 477.
Okay, 477.
4063.
4063, and that's the office number. Okay.
That's correct.
It's also a fax number, if that makes a difference.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah, no, that's fine. I just want to make sure that the customers are always having a way to contact you, because it comes directly to you. I need to make sure that's on point.
Quick question.
Yes.
Is that the number, the 813-0207, is that going to be, I don't know how this exactly works, is that going to be something that they will broadcast over Google, or is that something that will be more like a click on and you can call it?
Both. It will be on Google.
The number.
Yes, sir. With that number. Yes, sir. So they can click on it just to call you directly. Let's say they look on their phone, or they can just see that phone number to call it on their own, however you like.
Okay.
I would suggest to have it also as a click too, if you can. The easier it is for a customer experience, the better it is for you guys. I'm going to say that right off the bat.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. And then for the distance, did you guys want to use all 50 miles every direction? Or is there some areas you would exclude or anything like that?
No, keep it 50 in all directions.
All right. Sounds like a plan. And then how do you accept payment from your customers? Do you accept cash only? Do you accept Zelle, Venmo, or check, credit card, or anything like that?
We do cash and check.
Okay.
The only caveat with credit card is we add a 4% charge fee because of the fees that we get charged.
Totally understandable. Yeah, and that's something, again, you'll negotiate with your customers on there. I'd rather put that on there just because – even my personal experience, my wife had my wallet, and I was stuck on the road. I had to pay for a new tire, and I had to choose one because simply they said they had Apple Pay on it. I had to use my phone. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
Different experiences like that, you know? So, all right. Now, website, you guys already own this. Let me go ahead and make sure that's being found. me 1 second. All right. Now, for the business itself, is it licensed or insured?
Yes, to both.
To both. Okay, beautiful. And then also, I have, just from the website and just knowing a lot about what you guys do as well, too, for the keywords, right, for the services you always want to be found for, I have a few already in here for you guys. I'm talking like hardwood flooring, luxury vinyl tile installation, athletic flooring, residential as well, too. Is there anything else I can add in here, though, that comes to mind?
You said that already.
Commercial.
You want to, can we put commercial flooring?
Yeah, 1,000%. Yes, sir. Commercial flooring.
But residential.
You got residential. You said you had residential already on there, right?
Yes, sir.
How many words can we have on there?
Honestly, sir, 7 to 15 keywords and phrases. And for as long as I've been here, I have not met one person that met that threshold. So fire away.
I'm going to fire away some words that you've got, and then if we have to knock a couple out, we will. But you want to say wood flooring, refinishing, residential, commercial.
Okay.
Repairs. Maybe, and we might put these in a different order, but this is the idea.
Okay.
Installation.
Yep.
You said refinishing. What else? Yeah, other words. Replacement.
Oh, that's a good one. Okay. Flooring. Replacement.
There's a replacement, installation, repairs, refinishing, residential, commercial.
Okay.
Anything else, Craig? Trying to rack my brain.
So I know, gentlemen, I'm putting you on the spot. I just wanted to make sure, because I'm going to send this to our team today. That way, when they do talk to you tomorrow, they're not starting from scratch. They're ready to put stuff in the algorithms and say, hey, we got some other stuff for you, possibly. But it gives them and you some time to say, hey, we forgot to add this. Can we add it in there? More than welcome
okay.
to do that, you know? Yeah. So this is already strong enough, but that's why I say, if anything comes to mind right now, I'll add it in right now. But they will bring it up again tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, all right. I was just putting friends, may want to add more just in case as well, too. And let me put this here. Okay, I can't believe it's already the 20th already of this month. It's ridiculous. All right.
Well, spring has sprung.
That's crazy. How's the weather in where you guys are at right now? Is it pretty cold still or what?
Yeah, it's between 45 and 50 when it's at its warmest and gets down to 30s at night.
More of the cold day, it's not going above 40 tomorrow. Then it's going to 50 on Saturday.
Yeah, I had some flurries where I'm at yesterday, so it was crazy. I'm like, what?
we had quite a few last night, too. Same here.
Who are you, John?
I actually just moved over to Pennsylvania by Hershey. In that area.
You're not very far from us then.
No, not at all. Yeah. And I grew up in New York, so I moved around a lot when I was younger. I was born in Bronx, New York. I was in upstate Albany. Then we went from East Coast to West Coast with my family. You know, my father did a lot of training of martial arts to the military and stuff like that as well, too. So made it
You were born in the Bronx?
Yes, sir. Queens Hospital. Lincoln Hospital, sorry.
That explains a lot, John.
Oh, really? Oh, for the good thing over here, gentlemen. Do I have my accent coming out strong or what? Drinking my coffee over here.
There it is. Yeah, just
right
there.
Yes, sir. All right, gentlemen, so I have everything in here right now. I'm going to be sending this to them right now. Also, I'm giving you a heads up right now. I'm going to be sending you guys an email. There's going to be a few I will go over with you as well, too. The next process is I don't forget things. I want everything recorded. That way you're protected on your pricing. Okay. Now, before I even do that, I want to make sure you have our direct phone number. Let me know when you're ready. I can give you that phone number now.
877-635-6225.
Oh, you got it. There you go. Perfect. I just want to make sure you guys have that. Save it as Local Splash. Again, voice activated on there, okay?
Hang on 1 second. Let me put it in my phone.
Sure thing.
I know, but still. What was it?
877.
Hang on. I'm adding a whole new contact here, sir.
You said, what was it?
Okay. All right, say it again, Brian.
877-635-6225.
Got it. Okay.
Oh, I'm glad I didn't forget this part here as well. As far as authorized users on this account, of course, Craig, I got you, obviously, but is there any gentlemen's names that I could put in or ladies' names I could put in here that you would like to have authorized on a user on this account?
How many can we have total?
As many as we need, but I'll fill you guys in on the next part after that, but yeah.
All right, I've got two others. One is Murray Fourth, M-U-R-R-A-Y, Fourth, F-O-R-T-H.
Okay.
Let me know when you're ready for the next one.
I'm ready for you, partner.
It's Brian, B-R-I-A-N.
Okay.
Same last name, F-O-R-T-H.
Okay, perfect. And also, so after this record, or yeah, after the recording part, I want to make sure you guys are always protected. That means even if our team calls out, all right, we'll set up a security question and answer. That way, any time we call in from here on out, we will only ask the security question. We will never give out your answer. Okay? It's a huge red flag. I don't care if their name is John from Local Splash. If they have no idea what you're talking about, you hang up the phone and call that 877 number. All right, I just want to make sure you guys are not giving your information out to anybody, and neither are we. Okay? Just don't forget your own answer to the security question, okay? I've seen that happen.
Okay.
All right.
No promises on that one.
Oh, come on now. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and hit this record here. We'll do the voice verification. I will ask a few questions in the beginning just to verify who you are, try to answer as clearly as possible. If for any reason you guys have questions, concerns, stop me in my tracks and ask away. That's what I'm here for. All right?
Okay.
So I'm going to go ahead and hit it here now. All right, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Fourth Sports Floors Incorporated.
Awesome. And please state your name and title within the business.
Craig Fourth, Project Manager.
Awesome.
Brian,
and of course, you're... Thank you. We got one more, right?
And
Murray Fourth, President.
Awesome. Perfect. Thank you, gentlemen. So obviously you guys are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes. Yep.
All right. And, of course, you're authorized user on the billing of this account as well. Is that correct?
Yep. Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Perfect. To get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign. As I mentioned, we can't read your mind, right? As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls that are from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. I'm going to pause on that. So, gentlemen, that's what I was talking about here. I don't care if they're John from Local Splash. If they don't know that security question, hang up that phone, okay? There are some crazy people out there, unfortunately, and I just want to make sure you're protected on that. All right. I'm going to continue here. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. And last question, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on March 20th in the non-refundable amount of only $249. This will be recurring payment. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 20th of each month in the same amount of $249. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting our client support at the 877 number that was just provided. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, perfect. Thank you, gentlemen. I just want to make sure you're well protected on that, okay? Now, next part, I joke around about this all the time, but honestly, I really have seen somebody get locked out of their own account because they forgot their own answers. So we have 3 generic pretty much questions here. You can choose one of them. Make up any answer you want. Just don't forget it. So we have mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
First pet's name.
Okay. And again, we're never going to give this answer out. So what would that answer be?
Teddy.
T-E-D-D-Y.
All right. Perfect. So again, a huge red flag if they mentioned that out loud for you, okay? So that's not the case in this. We're going to keep it the same. And I'm saving it now. Done. All right. So make sure anyone that's an authorized user that's, you know, can call in, just know, get used to, they have to ask that security question in order to go over any further detail, or especially if they're making any changes in the account. And the last part here. So, Craig, on the card that we're using today, is it just your first and last name, or is there a middle initial as well?
Middle initial of W.
All right. And I'm assuming it's the same billing address, the 280 Hayes Road, or is it a different address?
No, the billing address is 14 Pepper Hollow Drive.
Pepper Hollow Drive. Okay.
That's
and
Clifton,
then
Clifton Park.
Clifton Park. Okay. Zip code on that one?
Zip code 12065.
Perfect. Thank you, sir. And then what kind of payment method are we using today? Is it a Master, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
It's a Visa.
Okay. Now, for security purposes, I can't repeat these numbers out loud. I'm ready for the card number when you are, though.
All right. 4147.
Okay.
0986.
Okay.
7710.
Okay.
7930.
All right. Expiration on that?
725.
Okay. And last but not least, the security code.
548.
All right. Perfect. Now, before I process any payment, hope you gentlemen don't mind. I know you've been very patient with me as well, too. I just like to make sure that this stays the same promotional rate. Now, you know I'm not lying to you. It's literally more than 50% off. I want to make sure our system stay that way. I like to refresh it like 3 different times just to make sure of that.
Okay.
Let me do it one more time. Okay. We're looking good. So, Craig, stay on the phone with me. I'm going to process the payment for only $249. I want to make sure you see your invoice through text and email, okay? Let me know whichever comes first. That way I can direct you to see the breakdown of everything in here, okay?
Yep.
All right. Perfect. All right, just went through on my side, so you should be seeing something soon here.
All right, I just got a text and well, I came at the same time, basically.
Oh, nice. Okay. Whichever you want to look at. Yeah, whichever you – it's going to direct you to the same stuff, but I'm going to go over a few things with you. So very first thing is I'm going to make sure I keep to my promise on this one. On the text message, it will say a link where it says click here to accept your subscription terms. Do you see something like that?
Please click. Yep, I do.
Okay. Perfect. If you click on that, you'll see the breakdown of everything.
Hang on one second. The question that Murray's asking right now, we've also got a situation going on with Angie leads.
What's going on with these guys? No, it does not.
We use them as another source of advertisement.
Okay.
So we get leads from them as well.
Gotcha. Okay. I'm glad you're mentioning this to me. Because you know what, Craig? You guys are going to love this even more. So I know a lot about Angie's Leads Home Advisor, they're all the same company, right?
Right.
I don't know if they even told you this, but they are actually very open about telling you this. Most of their leads are coming from Google. They buy a spot on Google, and what happens is customer, regardless if they're a part of Angie's or not, and it could be a hot, cold lead, you don't know. They type in flooring installers near me or floor replacement nearby. That's a lead. They buy that lead, whether they put that in today or 3 months ago. They sell it to you and several other companies. So everyone races to call this customer down, hoping they earn their business. Some of them don't even answer. You still get charged for a lead. But then I've even heard plenty of times where it's like they get a hold of the customer, and the customer's actually upset because they're like, hey, I'm not even part of Angie's. This has been taken care of months ago, and they hang up, but they still get charged for that lead. So with this, you're cutting out that middleman. You don't have to worry about us touching any of your customers. The customers contact you at the exact moment that they need you. So, like I said, you guys are going to love this a lot more, actually. But if you have both, great.
So it sounds to me like it's not even really worth having Angie leads if we're going through your service.
Pretty much. And again, this is your company, you guys, gentlemen, but I think that, you know, get this thing up and running. You're going to see that you're going to be saving a ton of money if that was the case, though. Why pay for a lead where you have to fight? Because, I don't know, my eyes is a little different. This is, again, this is my opinion, but if I was part of Angie's, I already know as soon as I type in something of any type of services, I'm going to get bombarded with calls from companies nearby. And in my mind, I'm already set to say, hey, who has the lowest bid, right? Instead of saying who has the best quality work. So that's just my mindset on there.
Yeah.
Again, my opinion.
No, that's pretty accurate.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah. So, Craig, you know, with this, again, you could probably be saving a ton of money on there, but it does, to answer your question again, coming back to it, it does not conflict with Craigslist or Angie's List or anything like that.
Gotcha.
Okay. Coming back to it, so I want to make sure you see your breakdown. Were you able to see, click on that that link to see the breakdown of everything in there?
It's asking me to sign, to go through a signature form first. Local / terms of experience.
Yep. Okay. When you click on that, that's where it shows everything. Facebook adds everything in there. So it'll even show, well, actually, let me know when you're in there first so I can show you, walk you through.
Do I have to create a password or username, or is that already created for me?
Nope. So I have that for you right now. That is your dashboard. Remember I was mentioning this to you. So if I give this to you right now, you're going to see nothing in there. We didn't work on it yet, obviously. So when our team talks to you, they're going to give you the login and password. They'll be calling from the 877 number. They'll go over your security question and walk you through how to maneuver through that. Okay, that's what I was telling you, Craig and gentlemen. If you really want this to work, communicate with our team very well and also keep track of that analytics on that dashboard. You could track that through your phone, tablet, computer. It doesn't matter. All right?
Gotcha.
All right, sir. Well, it's been a pleasure, an absolute pleasure talking with you, gentlemen, and getting to know the company. And thank you for giving this opportunity here to help build your company even further. So welcome to the family, you guys. All right, congratulations.
Thank you.
Thanks
yes,
so
sir.
Much.
You're most welcome. All right, before I let you go, is there any other questions you guys have for me?
No, I think we're good. You've answered everything pretty well.
Awesome. Glad to hear. All right, gentlemen. Again, if you need to reschedule, if it takes too long, let them know. They'll go ahead and reschedule for you. All right? We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye.